Monday morning on 981 2NM, and we talk television with the Oracle herself. Irina, how are you this morning, my love?
I'm great, but I am feeling a little bit nervous because I'm about to reveal one of my very guilty pleasures.
Okay. Well, today's theme is a little light music, so what does that entail?
I love musicals. That is my guilty pleasure.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Have you got one, Andrew? Have you got a guilty pleasure?
It's definitely not musicals, I know that much. Unfortunately, I struggle with musicals because I don't understand why people stop having a normal conversation like you and I right now and suddenly burst into song. Is that what these musicals are like?
I don't know. That's my whole household every day. But look, you think I'm kidding. So this Schmigadoon is on Apple. It's another one of these prestige shows that they've put up to try and reach every audience, basically. They've got something for everyone on Apple at the moment. It's 6 episodes. It's with Keegan-Michael Key and a host of, you know, who's a great comedian, a host of incredible talent from Broadway. I mean, these are Tony Award-winning, actually. Just unbelievable. You've got Alan Cumming, Kristen Chenoweth, Jane Krakowski, Martin Short. Like, you know, if you know anything about, you know, musicals or great TV, you know these people.
Yeah.
And it exactly tackles it. So it's one of these sort of fish out of water. So a couple end up through some magical way in this town of Schmigadoon, which is obviously a kind of joke take on Brigadoon.
Yes.
And find themselves in a musical, and to get out, they have to do some stuff about love. So very clean, all except for maybe episode 4. And we do pre-watch them and fast-forward some of the dirty songs. But again, it is just punny. There's no sort of violence or sex on screen. It's all very clean. Just the songs can be a bit fruity. But they sort of struggle with that, like, why do I have to sing my feelings? Why do I have to dance my emotions? But if you've seen any musical, if you've seen Music Man, if you've seen Sound of Music, if you've seen Oklahoma, if you've seen, you know, like anything in our youth, basically, you will find these very familiar. And it's just a really lovely watch, you know, with the family. It's not hard to watch, and it's not fabulous, but the production values are very high, and everybody in it is an absolute star.
All right, now that's Schmigadoon. Tell us about Smash.
Well, Smash really was one of the best things I ever saw on TV. Unfortunately, it's almost 10 years old now.
Oh.
I think they only did 2 seasons. Yeah, you can find it on Prime, and you can probably find it lots of other places. It is 10 years old. And it is basically how they build a musical on Broadway. It stars Deborah Messing as a producer. It stars a very young Catherine McPhee, who's gone on to become an incredible star. She came out of, I think, The Voice or one of those shows. And Megan Hilty, who I've Angelica Houston. I mean, these are fantastic, again, fantastic stars, and all the songs are new, and they just do a brilliant job of showing us how a musical is made, as well as kind of producing a musical for TV. I really don't know why it was cut. It was just a fantastic watch, and, you know, I'd watch it again.
All right, that's Smash. Where do we find that at the moment, do you know?
It is on Prime. I think it's like $2, but you can probably find it, you know, through your Apple TV or even on YouTube.
All right, no worries. Well, and the answer to your question is you're my guilty pleasure, and I look forward to indulging next Monday when we talk television again. Thanks, my love.
Oh, you've really made my day, Andrew. See you then.